This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Today, Kate and I are talking about a little thing that comes up for us as parents. It's called parental guilt. And we really want to explore what the heck this is about and how we can manage and cope with it as best as we can under our circumstances. Thanks for joining us for Being Real Parents with me, Anna, and my colleague and buddy,
Kate. We work in the parenting space.
And it's here where we'll talk about our worlds as parents, the good, the not so good, and the hilarious, and mix this with what we know about behaviour and psychology.
Cool. We're back here, and I'm back here for the last time for a while.
Do you know what I was going to say there? I was saying, are we announcing that you... Have we ever announced?
I don't think it's been announced.
Tell us why you're going away, Kate.
I'm going to have a baby.
Oh.
Which is very exciting.
I know, I can't wait.
But also, it feels like when you've got a nearly five-year-old and you're starting from the start again, you're like, why did I do this?
Stop it. I've got 5 years between the three children. So nice. Between my first and last, there's 10. Oh, it's just like, it's a lovely thing because you'll just be like parenting forever.
Yeah, I'll be able to introduce myself like you do. Parenting forever. I think Willow's going to be amazing though. She's like at that age where she's very helpful, wants to be a helper. But yeah, she's been the only one for a long time. Yeah. So life's going to get interesting for her.
Yeah. You could have just got a dog. To add to the mix as well, just to kind of like work her into.
Oh gosh, no thank you.
Do you know, I know so many people that have had new babies and sold the dog.
Oh no. Yeah,
no. Because they thought that was going to be the way that they, you know, think about having a baby or bring the first child into having a baby, and actually it's just, yeah, been hard. But those families that do manage that, I've got no guilt there. You know, no, if you can do that, go you.
Yeah, there's no dog on the list. That's not happening. Oh, so yeah, it's sad to be the last one for a little while.
Yeah,
But I'll be back.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm just going to keep myself busy interviewing tons of cool people just like you. Around Ōtautahi and nationally that do amazing work with children and parents.
Yeah, and I just joked with you before, you won't even need me back.
That's never going to happen. So today, parental guilt, speaking of, you know, getting a dog to fix the problem.
Yeah, parental guilt. That old thing.
Yeah. So we're going to do a deep dive into that. Where did you start with you? Because I had to research this. I feel it, but I think that I cope and manage with it okay. But then I started looking into it, and the Google search was interesting.
Yeah, the Google search was interesting. I also did a Google search.
Yeah.
Same as you, I feel it too, and it comes up lots in our mahi, like yeah. Parents often talk about it.
Yeah.
But you're like, where does this come from and what is this?
Yeah. And the Google search brought about parental guilt for me, which was an interesting thing. because people talk to you about how you should manage and cope with it in ways that was sort of unbelievably, it's kind of like, well, this is your opportunity to change. I'm like,
so don't why can't we just have parental guilt.
Why can't we just have feelings and go, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Hello, old friend. Guilt.
Yeah, or looking up reasons and being like, well, that didn't create parental guilt before, but should it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am a working parent.
Yeah. Should I feel guilty about that?
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, where did your research take you and what did you discover?
Yeah, well, I guess reasons did come up a lot, like what are the reasons? And I found them kind of interesting and maybe they'll be interesting to talk to a little bit. And then, yeah, as you've said, coping with. And one thing I really loved that came up, which is something we talk about, is good enough is good enough.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, we talk about that good enough being perfect.
Yay!
So that was kind of one of the key things that I was like, I really want to take that away.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're listening to Being Real Parents with Kate and Anna on Plains FM 96.9.
Reasons.
Yes.
For parental guilt.
Why do we feel this way?
Yeah, why do we feel this way?
And if we Google it, we might find new ways, yes. New reasons.
Good, yeah. More reasons yeah. to feel parental guilt.
What reasons did you find or well, do you feel?
Yeah, quite. Well, I kind of summarised these as yeah. the shoulds.
The
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I really should be spending more time with my child, or I should also be hand-making their clothes, or I should also be hand-making their lunch boxes from scratch. You know, all that's the shoulds, and which comes from comparisons and, yeah, and that's particularly evident through social media now,
yeah.
hey?
Yeah, social media, I definitely had that written down too. It's so, creates so many shoulds.
Yeah, aye.
It's just it's a constant should when you look at that. You're like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and then I started to feel guilt about what, you know, potentially we are contributing to this as parents talking in the parent space.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that we don't ever come across as perfect because... that's a lie.
Because that's not a thing.
And I think we're really clear about that. But, yeah. You know, I see a lot of, you know, parenting experts and other parents on social media talking about how we need to be doing things yeah. and getting things right.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. We do harp on about those things, don't we?
What, getting things right?
Not getting things right, but there's those certain things that we harp on about that could create that parental guilt for
yeah.
sure. Play, for instance, you yeah. know, like, you know, that time that we talk about spending with our kids.
Yeah, quite. Yeah, yeah. So I was intrigued about that and also, you know, hopeful that we come at this differently.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so too.
Yeah.
Given please let us know if we don't.
Yeah, stop being so perfect. Oh, okay. and hopefully based on our last podcast, which was about play, but play when you're really busy and overwhelmed.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Because yeah. that's our world.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah. I'm just clearing that up for myself and my parental guilt and professional guilt.
All of the guilt.
Yeah, all of the guilt. I think, yeah, and there's also that thing about, what that creates for us is that striving for perfection when there is no such thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and, and I think the other thing that contributes to it too is that we are bombarded by information from, you know, from the very outset of becoming a parent, you know. You know, we are pregnant and we have a baby and suddenly we feel guilty because, you know, we had a vaginal birth and not a cesarean birth or vice versa. Or we are breastfeeding and our buddies are bottle feeding or vice versa. It's just kind of like, it's just this trap that we fall into.
Yeah, from the get-go.
Yeah.
So true. And when we're in quite a vulnerable space,
absolutely.
Like, you know, at the start of that journey, super vulnerable, but being a parent is just quite a vulnerable space, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that exists not so that we feel a whole bunch of guilt around it, but so that we can actually kind of just, you know, concentrate on being with our kids and hopefully sort of relax into it.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of the other things around the reasons for guilt, it's quite useful for me anyway to think about that in reverse. So, like, for instance, like you brought up before, the working parent, the working mum's parents, whatever. And so potentially your child's at daycare or whatever that looks like. And actually thinking about the benefits of what actually your child's getting from being at a place like that. So try to flipping it on its head a little bit and thinking about, okay, same as, say, potentially having guilt about going out and, you know, leaving our child with someone else or...
Or looking after ourselves.
Yeah, spending time with our friends or doing those things. And actually the benefits of doing that for our children, if we can't think of it for ourselves. But actually that benefits them hugely.
Yeah.
You know, they're strengthening relationships with other people, often other whānau members. And also the benefit they're going to get from when we return in a better space. So sometimes thinking about what those benefits can be for the reasons that that creates it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, isn't it? I'm kind of relieved here to talk about this because it's nice to know that parental guilt is completely and utterly normal, you know? Like, so we're all feeling that, and kind of opening that conversation is a really nice thing, you know, just even for me. But I think what you're saying too is that kind of like what supports it is kind of returning to our values. It's like we get so bombarded with these messages about what we should be doing or how we feel we should be parenting or should be responding and reacting. But actually it's kind of like, actually what's important to me? Like we kind of lose ourselves in it, I think.
Yeah, that's very true, hey?
Yeah, which is kind of a really beautiful conversation to have with your partner or whoever's involved with your kids' lives in, you know, really meaningful ways. It's sort of like, you know, who are we for these kids? What's important here? Who, you know, what do we want to come back to? What do we want, you know, I just think about, for me, that question is always like, well, who do I want to be
in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty beautiful.
but that comes down to the benefits of it, isn't it?
It does, for me,
you know, I want to be working. It really contributes to, you know, me, my well-being, my connections with people, my, you know, feelings of autonomy and responsibility, you know. So that's a kind of, I don't want to give, I haven't wanted to give that up, but I have felt guilty about it. So, and then so, okay, cool. So that's a value of mine. It's not everybody's value.
No.
Doesn't matter, you know. But in that, that's meant that my kids have gone into daycare. So, you know, yes, there are absolute benefits to that.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, and what are we modelling to our kids throughout those things too, hey?
Yeah.
Like, I often think work sometimes creeps into time when I'm with my child as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we've talked about that before too on previous podcasts. But also what am I modelling to her throughout those times and those interactions as well?
Yeah.
Which I think is important.
Yeah, again, coming back to the values, who do I want to be for my kids? Yeah, nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Difference, I think it's really different too to be really clear about the difference between guilt and shame because I got myself a bit stuck in this and started to feel like, oh, you know, I don't know. It's so funny, isn't it? You get into the, you know, the vortex of doom sometimes when you're... when you're researching and, anyway, I came across, I mean, as we come across Brené Brown, who is interesting, and she is a shame researcher, she records, she that's what she says that she is, and she's got some beautiful books, and they come from a great place, but she's privileged, you know, let's just say that out loud.
Yeah.
And that's that thing about, so... So the difference between guilt is knowing that you've done something bad or that you feel bad about and then going into, okay, cool, that was a mistake, or kind of like thinking that through and recognizing where that feeling is coming from. However, shame is that feeling of I am bad, which leads us to think I'm sorry and I am a mistake. So it keeps us stuck.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the beauty of talking to our friends, family, beautiful people about this, you know, how we feel as parents sometimes is really useful in taking us away from feeling real deep shame into guilt, which is kind of like propels us into wanting to kind of work it through and do things differently or reevaluate.
Yeah. No, I hear
I feel like I've gone into, you look at me as if to say, Anna, what? This is no. not what we talk about.
I wouldn't give you that look, No, I think it's good to clarify the difference between guilt and shame, definitely. And I think what I'm hearing is that, like, guilt helps us to move through that feeling and
yes.
not get stuck.
Absolutely. And it's the thing that propels me off the couch when my kids are all on screens in different rooms on a sunny day to go, oh, my goodness, this is not, this is outside of alignment with my values. We've had enough time to, you know, to reset now. Let's all go and, you know, go outside and run around for a bit.
Yeah, cool. And I guess if we're validating and acknowledging our feelings as well, like guilt is just another feeling that we feel at times, and that is actually okay. It's not something we want to not be feeling.
It's
like every other feeling, you know, like we talk to our kids about feeling all of the feelings. It's the same for us.
Yeah, quite.
And so, like, it's okay to feel this way. And, yeah, there's some benefits from feeling that way too. Helps us to
get off the couch.
To make things happen.
Yeah, that's interesting, eh, though? It's, I mean, I probably want to say that if parental guilt is getting in the way for anyone, so that means that it's causing difficulty sleeping or, you know, any signs of anxiety or negative ruminating for long periods of time or no enjoyment in the day, then that's gone beyond parental guilt, and so probably needs to, you know, the having a conversation with somebody you trust would be really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes even those conversations can help us to realise we're not the only one that feels that way either.
Yeah.
That actually majority of parents have moments of feeling this way.
Yeah.
And that, like you said before, it's completely normal. That can be quite reassuring for us.
Hey? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, what I'm hearing from you is that we need to obviously take care of ourselves in this space too. If it's becoming too big of a thing, it might be even a conversation with our GP or someone too.
Yeah. But the cool thing that you said was this is all about being imperfect and that it's okay to be imperfect and imperfect parents raise great kids.
Yeah. I don't think I said that, but okay. I'll claim it.
As quoted by Kate Jones.
Yeah. Or good enough is perfect, eh? Which is all we've always said.
Yeah. Hurrah.
Yeah, and great, once again, modelling to our kids that we aren't perfect.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I was thinking about that on the car ride here today and about how apologising to our kids is so valuable in terms of connection inside the relationship. And I was kind of noticing over the years the types of people that I haven't wanted to apologise to, and they're the types of people that have never taken responsibility or apologised to me, you know, for anything that they've done. And so, you know, or you've apologised to them for something and then they've used that in some sort of context. So being the sorts of people for our kids that go, man, I stuffed up. Can we reset? I'm really sorry. I'm gonna try and do that differently tomorrow, next day, whatever, is a really, useful thing. It's just does everything, you know, for the connection and relationship.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Massive. And and hope that our kids are going to do that too
yeah.
in those moments.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Because that's all we really want at the end of the day, isn't it? For them to take some ownership sometimes of things. So, you know, we need to do that too.
Yeah, that's right. Without dragging them to somebody and, you know, apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing worse.
That's really fun, isn't it? And then they're like, no.
Sorry. Oh my God. What's meaning?
Sorry.
Oh, no. This is all going wrong. Stop.
I've made this situation so much
worse. Let's take a step back. Yeah.
The other thing I had around this was obviously, like you've already kind of touched on, was comparing ourselves to others, which I think, you know, comes through that social media, but actually having that self-compassion around that. Like, are you going to tell me off for saying this again? Because I say this every podcast, but being kind to ourselves.
It's your little mantra.
It's my wee thing, isn't
it?
It comes up every topic.
Imperfect, being imperfect and being kind with ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to lead to some good parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for anyone out there that's doing vlogs and videos on perfect parenting, just stop it. It's only doing harm.
Yeah. Yep. Own our mistakes, hey, and be okay with it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking after your well-being is going to be one of the ways to support you in it too.
Yeah.
And
know your why for that, hey?
Because
that can just create more parental guilt for doing that. So I guess being really strong in why you're doing that can really help with that.
Yeah, it's really interesting, actually. I've been doing a little bit of research into trauma-informed practice and basically, you know, and thinking about that in terms of te whare tapawha and all the aspects of our health and well-being. And basically one of the things in order to support post-trauma growth is going back to tinana, your body, because the body and mind are so connected. But it's kind of like first you need to eat, sleep, you know, eat well, sleep well, get some exercise, all of that kind of thing. So it's sort of like start, you know, you can start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great place to start.
Yeah. I think what's really important too, apart from coming back to our values, looking after us, and, you know, in order to, you know, overcome, cope with parental guilt, come back to our values, realise it's, you know, imperfect is beautiful, all of those sorts of things. But it's also kind of, it's also that our children want us to be happy, you know.
Yeah.
We're at our best.
They really do.
You know, when we let go of all of that stuff as best that we can, and you look after ourselves and, you know, and are better able to just be and live and manage and play and whatever.
Yeah, they love that, hey?
Yeah.
So for our top tips today around parental guilt, number one, thinking about coming back to our own values and what's really important to us. So if we're getting stuck and caught up in the shoulds or what we should be doing, you know, comparing ourselves to others, really coming back to what's important to us, what are our values, and how do these benefit our kids as well? Number two is all around being imperfect and modelling that to our kids. So as we said, good enough is perfect. Ensuring our kids know that it's okay for us to make mistakes, that we can go back to them and apologise. It's really powerful for our children. And number three, if this is becoming too much and you're noticing that, you know, the parental guilt is kind of becoming it's affecting you in other ways, maybe your sleep or your day-to-day lives, thinking about talking to someone that you trust, so a friend or a whānau member to start with maybe. And sometimes that can be helpful to just realise you're not the only one feeling this way. But if you do feel like you need to talk to someone else, you know, seeking out professionals that might be able to help you in this space too, that is completely okay, and it is really normal to feel this parental guilt.
And a short plug for our parenting program, Parenting at Your Best, which starts again tomorrow night, Wednesday, online, 4 weeks. Come and join me. It's fun. If you want to do that, just email me directly, anna@realparents.org.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us today.
We hope you've learned that while parenting is challenging sometimes, that's totally normal. It's been fun having you with us. Keep being amazing.